pre-K kids are going to start Tuesday, but all the other kids will start, they'll go to their respective schools, and we will have a 55-minute early dismissal.
What was the status of the football game for tomorrow, do you know, for the high school?
Well, it appears that they've been practicing, so we're by the IHSA eligibility, they'll be able to play tomorrow night. The kids will be in school tomorrow, so we're going to go with a normal game. Moline's probably happy to hear that, too, that we will play the football game tomorrow night.
This whole issue about recall rights, I know it seemed to drag the talks out. How did that play out, and how did that become resolved, would you say?
Well, you know, that's such a complicated issue because it has to do with the evaluation tool and all those things. But I'm just thrilled because I think we made a compromise that both sides can live with. Recall rights are difficult now that they've included the teacher evaluation on the recall. And so we're one of the first schools, you know, that's the problem. We're the test case, and there are a lot of other schools doing the same thing. But next year we'll have to include the student growth piece, and I think that's what was scaring the teachers, and our teachers especially, because we've used the professional growth plan and had a waiver from the state. So those people haven't been evaluated formally for a long time, and I understand their concerns, and I'm just thrilled that we've got that one worked out.
Did you combine the two groups, proficient and distinguished teachers, into one?
No, we didn't. The way we worked that out is the teachers wanted, I don't know how to say it, it's kind of a situation where we will go ahead and do the evaluations, but you use past performance evaluations to rate your teachers. And so they had a 4 going into this year because all of our tenured people, the joint committee decided that they would give them a 4 because we had to have something from past practice. So that was a real plus, I think, starting with a 4 because that's distinguished and that put them in the top group anyway. And so they just requested that could we have this contract say that we're all going to be 4s continued. And we didn't agree with that, but we settled on 2 years. We're going to go with that, that they will keep the same rating for 14-15 and 15-16 school year. But we got a 4-year agreement, and then in 16-17 we'll go into using the rating system and seniority, which is a really good compromise.
How long is the contract for, Bart? Is
it? We agreed to a 4-year contract.
What, when you look back on this, what kind of a toll do you think this has taken, you know, on the community, and how will it be to recover from something like this?
Well, it's tough on everybody, and I feel terrible for the kids especially, but, you know, because both sides are very passionate about what they believe in and their emotions come into play, and so it'll take some time to heal it, but, you know, our goal is to get everybody back together and work towards educating the kids as best we can, and I feel like our teachers do a great job of that, so I'm looking forward to having them back in the classroom.
How many days will they make up, the students, that is, from the days missed from the strike, if at any?
Well, basically, we're going to bring back, we're going to have 4 makeup days that will basically, we'll have 174 student attendance days on the calendar. And, you know, that lost a couple days, but we really were starting early compared to other schools, so I'm not concerned about the calendar. We'll have to make some adjustments, but so far I think everything's going to work out. But, you know, we'll have to see, because as we move forward, like the semester would normally end right before Christmas, well, now we're going to have to extend it till after January. And that's going to create some problems. But we've talked to the high school principal, and that's where most of the problems would occur. And so for the early term graduates right there in mid-year, we're going to figure out something so the kids don't suffer.
And do the teachers get back pay for the missed days they were on strike?
Well, no, not really. I mean, what will happen is they have so many contracted days of work, and they get paid by contract, so that's how they'll be replenished by working those days.
So whatever days they've made up afterwards will be their replenishment days to get
right,
paid.
Right, right, right.
What about the increase in pay? Did the teachers end up getting that?
Yes, we agreed to a step, the salary step, so we're going to keep the same schedule, and they get a 0.5% for 4 years. So that's a pretty significant raise for this economy.
And that's not an average raise, or average percentage for all the teachers?
Well, again, see, our salary schedule is a little different, so I can't give you, you know, that one person is going to make $1,200, another person will make $1,000. because there's different levels to the steps in the schedule. But everybody, with the exception of the people that were on the zero, they're on somewhere where there's a zero raise, they'll only get the 0.5%. But, you know, in the length of the contract, they're going to come out in very good shape.
Bart, one of the keys of successful negotiations, both parties walk away not totally satisfied, but happy enough. Is this the case here, and could there have been something else?
Well, I believe so. You know, you look at it that the board gave some things and the union gave some things, and that's what collective bargaining is all about. Nobody said it would be easy. It's been a very tough road. I feel terribly for the teachers, and I feel terribly for our board members, because the pressure that was put on while the strike was going on was incredible. And you know, and the poor kids are out there, and they really don't understand. Some of them do, but I'm just glad that we can say that we're going to start school tomorrow and hopefully start moving in a positive direction.
With the salary increases, I know Galesburg is not exactly booming. I mean, it's going to face economic challenges 2 years down the road. I mean, where will it be 2 years from now then, if the revenue isn't there?
That's a great question, and to tell you the truth, we've got to talk about that. We've got to develop a strategy. We are in financial trouble, but we're not broke. We still have some money available, but we can't keep using the reserves, and that's what we're doing right now. And so we've got to talk about, well, are you going to make cuts, or are you going to look for property tax increases? Because it doesn't sound like we're going to get any state aid help, and so we're going to might have to put it to the voters. But, you know, we're not going to worry about that right now. We're going to get into the school year and work on educating the kids.
Bart, when will the contract be available for public?
Probably Tuesday or Wednesday next week.
Why is it taking so long?
Well, we want to make sure, you know, the attorneys have looked it over and the unions looked it over, but we'll get it typed and put in a professional form.
Will
and
there
then we'll
be
have it.
Maybe a highlight sheet coming out today at any time?
I don't think so. Maybe tomorrow we could get something like that ready, but I can't promise that because we have a lot to do.
Bart, some parents expressed concern after they got the calls and the emails this morning saying that school would start tomorrow before that was even official from either the board or the union. Can you address that?
I'll be glad to. You know, when you're trying to notify 4,500 kids and parents that school's going to begin, I couldn't wait till later in the day. And we knew that the vote possibly could go the other way. I was hopeful that it wouldn't, but in no way did I just assume by sending that out that the teachers were going to ratify the contract. I did it to try and give parents enough time to make arrangements to know that school will be on, and if the ratification would have failed, I would have had to send out another alert to the teacher or to the parents and say, no, we're not going to have school, but it worked out fine.
How is the special education district kind of dealt with some of the other school districts that have special ed teachers?
Well, and that's something that we're having to work with them individually. The superintendents have been fantastic. They all have different situations. You know, we have different special needs kids in every one of those districts, and so being the executive committee and being the head of that, we just needed to get something in place to make sure that we didn't cheat somebody that felt like they needed to be out on strike, but we also didn't want to have kids being unserved. So Dawn Michaud, our director of special education, did a remarkable job keeping everything together as best she could, and I really appreciate the fellow superintendents, because was it great? No, but they did a good job of getting kids served, and that's what we were about.
Bart, does the board have to do any more with this? Do they have to have a rep?
We've already had that meeting. I had them here today. We had a closed meeting session for a little bit to talk about negotiations, and then we went into open session and we got the call from them, and they were very pleased, and it was voted unanimously by the board to approve the contract.
Can you tell us what the vote was from the GEA side?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask them.
Do you feel like there was any pressure, especially to get things wrapped up today for the football game tomorrow?
Oh, I think there was, but I don't think that was on the minds of the GEA or the board. I think the length of time that the students were in school was more concerning to both sides, and I'm really happy that we came to an agreement and now we get them going back to school.
Several teachers left the GEA negotiations looking visibly upset. Could you speak to what exactly was something the GEA gave up that could upset these teachers in a pretty visible way?
I can't answer that because there's so many things that are probably individual, what they may have been upset about. I'll say that you know, it's sadly enough, collective bargaining does that. You know, you're not going to get both sides super happy about everything. The board gave up some things too, and but in the long run, when you spend the time negotiating and talking about your concerns and try to work together, hopefully you come out with a product that's fair, and I think that we have done that.
What did the board give up?
Well, one of the first things that we gave up was providing kindergarten specials. Before, in the past, we had teacher aides cover those classes, and now we're going to hire those people to cover the specials like art, music, PE, so the kindergarten teachers have some time to plan. And I think that's a really good move by the district, but we, you know, that was something that we had to give up. There were a lot of other things, and I'll tell you that, but the union gave up a lot too. So it wasn't one-sided. You know, I feel very good about where we ended, and hopefully now with a fair contract we can move forward.
Did you budge anywhere on evaluations, or did you stick with your statement that it's state law?
We are looking at it as state law. And the thing I want you to understand is we want to make sure that we put the best teachers in the classrooms, and our evaluation is simply to help teachers get better. I think the fear of the teachers is that, you know, it could be that we're going to release them because of performance. And, you know, we want to make sure that our principals are skilled at evaluation and that they are actually trying to help those teachers get better. It's not about trying to get somebody or get rid of an experienced teacher because they're paid more. And in my eyes, we will never get rid of the experienced teacher that's paid more if they're doing a great job. So that's where we stand.
Can you talk a little bit about, I mean, Jim Jacobs, that was his big thing yesterday when he was escorted out. Can you talk a little bit about that scenario, kind of what happened yesterday when that former teacher tried to come in?
Well, I really can't because I'm not sure exactly what happened. I was in another meeting, and so, you know, I think Jim is a well-intentioned man, and, you know, I feel badly that he was arrested, but we had a lot of work to do in the board office, and he refused to leave, so I'm just sad that that happened.
Just to make it clear, for the recall rights, you said they wanted, the teachers wanted everybody, all the teachers, to be a four, correct?
Right.
And
all the tenured teachers.
All the tenured teachers. And that didn't happen, or you're just having that for 2 years?
For 2 years. And that doesn't mean they're going to get a four, but what it means is they already had a four from their past rating. So the next rating could be one through four. But if they're a three or four, they're going to be rated in the top group so they won't be riffed. That's for 2 years.
Did the board express any other concerns, even though they voted unanimously today? Did they...
Well, some individual concerns by all board members, and that's another thing about the process of having a school board. Not all of them were very pleased with some of the things that happened, but again, in the long run, I think they feel very pleased with where we settled, and that's the most important thing.